Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of his veins, the life inside of his body.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, KEIFM.com, Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. Today, I'm going to be talking about the Halloween celebration. And it's going to be happening Saturday, October 31st. This year, 2020, and I just felt that I should be able to say one or two things about it. So today, we have Halloween, and you'll find that in most countries like Canada, especially U.S., I'm not so sure of Canada, but here, I think it's the same day, okay, of Saturday, 31st this year, okay? So, but I'm not talk about the origin and all that. You can find that. But I just wanted to say one or few things about Halloween celebration. And if you look at the way it is celebrated today, you observe that it's been hijacked. When you look at the origin, it probably have maybe good intention. And over the years, it's been like going the other way around, like we are beginning to observe today in Christmas celebration. You can see that it's gradually changing from the normal celebration of Christmas. It's a celebration of what? The birth of Jesus Christ. But you see today is being monotonized severely. You can see that the day of Christmas is like, okay, what are we celebrating? Just like, doesn't make real sense. Except you make it sense in your house. But for Halloween today, you observe that all kinds of laws, all kinds of things are done. But before I go in depth, I just wanted to remind ourselves that if you are going to be going out on that very day, remember that is, if you are going to be trick and treating, which is a way people go out to participate in the Halloween. So we must remember that the COVID-19 is still there. So we have to try as much as possible to make the trick or treating safer for everybody. That is, avoid the contact with trick or treaters. That is, give out treat idols, outdoors if possible. Maybe we set up station with individual bag treats for kids to take. Maybe wash hands before handling the treat and wear mask. These are very important. Six feet or 2 meters from others who do not live with us. So indoors and outdoors, you are more likely to get or spread COVID-19 when you are in close contact with others for a long time. So bring hand sanitizer with you and use it after touching objects or other people. So these are the things I will suggest if you are going to actually participate, go out and give out candies and go from door to door. Okay? So, very important. Hallelujah. So, we see that today, many Christians believe that participating in Halloween is a form of involvement in worthless deeds of evils, darkness, which is forbidden in the scripture. Like I said before, over the course of history, Halloween practices have changed with the culture of the day. But the purpose of honoring the dead has remained the same. So many people will question, is it biblical or unbiblical? Or should we, as Christians, participate? So one of the things I would say is that you will see that at Halloween, you will see people dress like witch, wizard, like it's just unbelievable the way they dress. But you see that the Bible talks about anyone who practices witchcraft, soothsaying, sorcery, should be killed in Leviticus 20:27. Someone might say, oh, well, this is Old Testament. Okay. Let's agree that is so. But one of the things that we need to realize is that everything has spirit in it. Everything has spirit in it. Whether we have dressed in a garment, or whether we have painted ourselves, or whether we have done all sorts of things to ourselves, we must realize that all of these things, they carry spirit. They all have what? Spirit. And many of these things, they have a contact with us when we partake of it. That is when we go about dressing in those kind of activities. They have a way of contacting us. And also when you go to the you find many people at Halloween, you go to their yard, you go to the public spaces, you go to some houses decorated with symbols like witches, skeletons. Can you imagine that? Skeletons. That is you are indirectly saying that your house is a burial ground for all kinds of stuff. Ghosts, cobwebs, and headstones, right? Headstones and so many things like that. So we've forgotten that when we call our place like that, it means it could be like that. It could remain like that. And some people, you have seen the other day, somebody put in the front of his house something that has a gunshot to the chest with blood, like blood gushing out. How can somebody put that in the house? See? I'm not criticizing, neither am I laying a condemnation. It's not condemnation, it's not blaming. But one of the things we need to realize, which I don't want to go ahead of myself, is ignorance. It's ignorance. Okay, so it's very important that we do not partake of ignorance. Ignorance, most of the time, has no excuse. Realize in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul was talking about, he said, now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Talking about us being ignorant in certain issues like spiritual gift. But the same applies to most things, that many of us are ignorant of the fact that these are spirit. And when you go to the first book of Corinthians to read from verse 14, he said, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Verse 15, I speak as to wise men. Judge for yourself what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Verse 17, for we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Verse 18, it says, observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those of the sacrifice partakers of the altar? Verse 19, what am I saying then, that an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that is verse 20, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. So he's saying that these idols that they were sacrificing to and coming to take the Holy Communion, we can't do both. As far as idols is concerned, they are demons. And they are objects, take the form of in a demon. And we cannot partake of both. So we have to be careful with objects, because they have spirit in them. So if you partake of them, partake of demons, very important. That is why I have to be careful with somebody give you something, there's a spirit attached to that thing. Everything has spirit in it. Now, when you refer back to 1 Samuel chapter 28, you will see that the witch of Endor consulted a medium for Saul. Well, you know, when Saul was in crisis, was looking for what to do now. He was looking for where to consult God and all that. So they took him to a witch of Endor. You find this in the first book of Samuel 28. When you read from verse 3 to 25, you see what I'm talking about there. And they consulted with a medium. See, they went there and they consulted with the dead bones, and he began to speak. See, a spirit came out, and it turns out now it was the spirit of a dead person. It happens to be Samuel, the prophet Samuel, began to speak out. So I have to be careful with things, especially dressing up in all kinds of clothes. When you go to regions of the world, those are really masquerades. Talk of masquerades is really demons. And some of them are even small gods they use for all kinds of evil stuff. So we don't want to be participating in those things and say it's Halloween. Or you innocently dress up in those kinds of clothes begin to go about saying it's innocent. No. Okay? So you don't want to faith in that, and you don't want to encourage that in any way. Okay? So look at the Bible. Let's look at the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5. The book of Ephesians chapter 5. So I have given you now Leviticus chapter 20, verse 27, Deuteronomy chapter 18, from verse 9 to 13. Now I'm giving you the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And I have given you before the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I read from verse 15 or so to 22. Okay? And also when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 8, 4 to 5, you also talk about idol being it's not other but demon. Okay? Now we are going to Ephesians chapter 4. Okay? So all this will help us as we talk about Halloween. Okay? So first, let's read from 5:11. Okay? But let's read from verse 8. For you are all once darkness, but now you are light in the world, children of light. You see? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. So you have to find out what this practice is acceptable to the Lord. Okay? So it's if you down in your heart, if this is acceptable. I have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. In other words, what are you going to achieve from this? What are you propagating the gospel? Is it blessing people with what Christ has done? Is it going to yield fruit to you spiritually? Are people going to grow up? It's just giving out candy. What is that going to do? Or dressing up in a costume like witches, wizards, all kinds of skeleton in the house, outside. What is that going to do? Is it propagating the gospel? Is it blessing people? Is Christ will encourage that? So, again, it's not condemnation. You decide yourself, okay? Just pointing something out. So I'm not judging. So it's very important you read this. It's verse 11 says, I have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of that, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in the secret. But all things are exposed and made manifest by the light. For whatever make manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Hallelujah. So as you think about Halloween, its origin and what it stands for, Will it be best to spend time dwelling upon its theme or to shed light upon what lies below the surface of this holiday celebration? So God is calling us to come out from among them and be separate. So do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. see, and some of them, they consider all these things they put in the front of their house, they think is humorous, like tombstones and all kinds of decorations that are scary. Some of them even have dead people kind of in their home. And when you open the door, you find ghosts and all that screaming on people. You see, you have called yourself a place that is not habitable. It's only habitable by ghosts. And who knows, it might remain like that. You see? So you have to be careful. Like I said before, this is not to condemn us. It's not to judge anyone, but this is just an advice. See? So you read it yourself and be the judge for yourself. Hallelujah. I believe this bless us today, and I believe this will encourage us. And if you must participate in the Halloween, please observe the rules, the EDC guidelines in your region, in your country, in your locality, where you are, and sanitize and keep safe from other people, and be COVID-19 free. Hallelujah. So for the few minutes that is remaining, my time is running out. I just wanted us to pray. Pray for Reverend Dr. Gani, the host of this program. Pray for us, our family, our children, our relatives, as we also pray for you, because we are all one in the body of Christ. Sincerely need your prayer, in your encouragement, and we thank you for what you are doing at your work, at your career. But I just want to thank you for our listener right now. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for your hands in their life. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to support them. Most of all, we thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us. You sent Jesus to come and redeem us, took care of our sins, took care of our hardship, took care of our frustration, our sickness, took care of the fact that we have a hope. We have a Father who cares, who watches over us. No matter what we have done, no matter any situation that is before us, we have a Father that is looking, being with us. He has said that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's with us. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to be with us, to comfort us when we feel we cannot be comforted. But he still comforts us. And we thank you for your provision. We pray that made us to know you every day, so that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of you. Commit everyone before you today, Lord. Father, many of them are in different situations. I pray, Lord, that you will bring them into deliverance, bring them into healing, bring them into blessing, that they will be drawn nigh unto you. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of enemy in the life of your people. We cancel every spirit of darkness, every dream that comes from Satan. We flush them out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because of you, Jesus, we are free. Because of you, Jesus, we are set free. Because of you, Jesus, we are blessed mightily. Because of you, Jesus, we continue to draw nigh unto the Father. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Guide us, teach us, mold us, till we see and know you. In the name of Jesus,